Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. May the peace, the mercy, and the blessings of Allah be upon everyone in the room. My dear brothers and sisters, friends, Romans, countrymen, I haven't come to bury Caesar. I've come to introduce Dr. Ali Muhammad Saleh, who is actually an imam of the local masjid, Masjid Tawheed, or the Mosque of Tawheed. He is considered as one of the biggest scholars in Norway, in Oslo. That's where we're here. Are we here in Oslo? I'm just confirming that because I arrived on the plane last night and I wasn't really sure where I was, you know. I saw these sort of banks of snow piled up everywhere. I thought, no way, this can't be real. Have I woken up in paradise? You know. Alhamdulillah, I've just been speaking to the doctor out there. He's a lovely man, more than anything. You know, I think we really need to talk about human relationships, and that's what it's all about. You know, Islam is about that. It's about establishing human relationships and getting to know one another. And I think this man is able to do that. He's a man who studied Islam in Saudi Arabia. He's a man who's done a lot of research on Islam. He's partaken in more than 50 pieces of unique research on Islam. And he's fluent in Somali language, Arabic, English, and I think he must be quite fluent in Norwegian, although it doesn't say here. Otherwise, he wouldn't be here, right? It would be very difficult. Although, you guys, you Norwegians, you speak very good English, right? Good? Okay, good. I'm glad, because otherwise I wouldn't be here. Right, so he's a man who's very well acquainted with the Deen of Islam, alhamdulillah, and he's going to come to present his lecture. Without further ado, Dr. Ali, tafaddal, come through.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد, all praises are due to Allah. We praise Him. We seek His assistance. We ask Him forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Him from the evil of our deeds and from the evil of our souls. Whoever is guided by Allah, none can get him astray. And whoever is misled by Allah, none can lead him or guide him. I be witness that there is no God but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I be witness that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. With these praises, I welcome you, brothers and sisters, to today's gathering, which is entitled About Jesus. There are many questions which come on our mind as we talk about Jesus. Some of the people may believe that he was a god, and others believe that he was the son of God. And some of the people say that he was a messenger, while others say that he was a wise man. So, but one thing remains certain is that he was not your ordinary man. So who was Jesus? This is what we'd like to talk about today in our own lecture. But one thing is to be known before we set the title on food, is that we will be focusing more on the Quranic verses and the narrations of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those which are considered to be the authentic narrations which have been related with good genuine of authorities. So inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we'll at least know what Quran did say about him and what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did say about him, together with some quotations and statements which are available in the public biblical studies of the Bible. Here, Jesus lived about 2,000 years in ancient Palestine during the height of the Roman Empire. And he was not conceived in the usual way as any human being is conceived. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala implanted Jesus in the womb of his mom, of his mother, Mary, alayhi salam. So what we need to understand is the background of this family. Allah says in the Holy Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى آدَمَ وَنُوحًا وَآلَ عِمْرَانَ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى آدَمَ وَنُوحًا وَآلَ عِمْرَانَ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ ذُرِّيَّةً بَعْضُهَا مِنْ بَعْضٍ وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ إِذْ قَالَتْ امْرَأَةُ عِمْرَانَ رَبِّ إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لَكَ مَا فِي بَطْنِي مُحَرَّرًا فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنِّي إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ فَلَمَّا وَضَعَتْهَا قَالَتْ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَضَعْتُهَا أُنْثَى وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا وَضَعَتْ وليس الذكر كالأنثى وإني سميتها مريم وإني أعيذها بك وذريتها من الشيطان الرجيم فتقبلها ربها بقبول حسن وأنبتها نباتا حسنا وكفلها زكريا كلما دخل عليها زكريا المحراب وجد عندها رزقا قال يا مريم أنى لك هذا قالت هو من عند الله إن الله يرزق من يشاء بغير حساب. If we just have a glance at the translation of these Quranic verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we have chosen Adam, and we have also chosen Nuh alayhi salam. We have also chosen the family of Imran. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions when Mary's mother vowed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that what she had in her womb, that what she had in her belly, is fully dedicated to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the highest temple that was available at that time. So what happened was that it was to her surprise that she was expecting to receive, that she was expecting to give birth a male, but she didn't. Instead of a male, she got a female. And she says, وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى. Male and female are not equal in this sense. So she wanted somebody who would is stand for the service of the sanctuary. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after that entrusted the foster care of Maryam to Zakaria alayhi salam. So what happened was that Zakaria used to be surprised at Maryam whenever he found her with provisions, and he used to ask her a question, Anna laki hada, how we get these all these things with you? And she said, Inna Allah yarzuqu man yasha'u bighayri hisab. Allah provides anybody he wants, whatever he wants, without any reckoning. This is what she said. This was the beginning of this story. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala another time comes and says in the Holy Quran, وَإِذْ قَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ يَا مَرْيَمُ وَإِذْ قَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ يَا مَرْيَمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاكِ وَطَهَّرَكِ وَاصْطَفَاكِ عَلَى نِسَاءِ الْعَالَمِينَ يَا مَرْيَمُ اقْنُتِي لِرَبِّكِ وَاسْجُدِي وَارْكَعِي مَعَ الرَّاكِعِينَ ذلك من أنباء الغيب نوحيه إليك وما كنت لديهم إذ يلقون أقلامهم أيهم يكفل مريم وما كنت لديهم إذ يختصمون. Do mention the time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent the angels, and the angels came to Mary and they said to her, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen you and has purified you and has made you the best of all the women who lived in your own town, in your own time. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. Then the story with the Quran related to us continues. As is mentioned, is also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ إِذْ يُلْقُونَ أَقْلَامُهُمْ. O Muhammad, you were not there the time when they cast lots with their own pens as to which would be entrusted with the foster care of Maryam alayhi salam. You were not around, you were not there. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ قَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ يَا مَرْيَمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُبَشِّرُكِ بِكَلِمَةٍ مِنْ هُسْمُهُ الْمَسِيحُ عِيسَى عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ وَجِيهًا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَمِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ. Do mention when the angels said to Mary that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you glad tidings with a word of his, and that word is that you're gonna get a son called Jesus. He's gone called Jesus, the Messiah, the son of Mary. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he will be such a person who will be held and honored in this world and the hereafter. And he will be one of those who will be near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah keep his own and tell us about all these things. This is the beginning of the story, what we have when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers. And inshallah, as we come to notice the hikmah and also the miracles which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given, then you will know all these things. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam also told us that one of the major signs by which we can recognize the hour of Al-Qiyamah is that Jesus will come down. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in a narration related by Imam al-Bukhari, which is an authentic narration which doesn't need to be shared, he says that he will come down. And he will come down before, prior to the hour. And what he will do is that he will be idhillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala praying all the crosses. And what he will do is that he will judge amongst the people justly. This is the narration of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in that narration, by him in whose hand is my soul is, surely Jesus, the son of Mary, will soon descend among you, and he will judge mankind justly. He will break the cross, he will kill the pigs, and there will be no jizya, no taxation that will be taken. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said. And the Prophet also pointed out to the fact that there is a relation between Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is that they both are calling people to the Abrahamic faith, which is the monotheistic faith which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with, which is the Tawheed and nothing more. This is what we have in the Holy Quran as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about this story. Here, what was the mission, the mission why Jesus was sent to the world? One thing is to be known is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends his messengers and his prophets to the societies and nations in order to get back those who deviated from the right path to Allah his own way. This is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent all the messengers and all the prophets throughout the history. Jesus was especially prepared to focus on the children of Israelites, those who deviated from the revelation that was brought to them by Moses. And he has been focusing on this. So Jesus was special in this regard, even though he was calling to the monotheistic, to the Abrahamic faith, but he was focusing more on getting back the lost sheep of the Israelites who, you know, deviated from the what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought. And Allah says in the Holy Quran, وَإِذْ قَالَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا إني رسول الله إليكم مصدقا لما بين يدي من التوراة ومبشرا برسول يأتي من بعد اسمه أحمد فلما جاءهم بالبينات قالوا هذا سحر مبين. Allah says, O Muhammad, do mention to the people the time when Jesus, the son of Mary, said to them that I am the messenger of Allah. And one of the things with which I have come to you is that I confirm to you the Torah, the book that was brought by Moses alayhi salatu salam. And the other thing is that to give you glad tidings of a prophet that gonna come after me, and his name is Ahmad. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but the time when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came along with all these miracles which were in beforehand, which were mentioned to them by Jesus alayhi salam, what happened was that they said, هذا سحر مبين, this is a clear magic, and we will not accept it and we will not entertain it. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us. Here, the messenger of whom Jesus gave glad tidings is referred to in both the Old Testament and New Testament. And also, what we find is that the New Testament and the Old Testament contain a lot of prophecies which point out to the fact that the person referred to in Jesus' speech was the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And of course, if I just quote to you what's written in the Old Testament, it says, I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brethren, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him, and whoever will not give heed to my words, which he shall speak in my name, I myself require of him. So we have got in Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 18 to 20. So anyone who is quite familiar with the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Muhammad salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayhi, understand is that whatever description that was mentioned by Jesus alayhi salam, all these descriptions can only fit to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and there is no any other prophet which, you know, is qualified to have all these things except to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was the one who was born from ordinary parents. He got married. He founded a faithful community. He was an exemplar of a faithful community. All those things are applicable to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you read this, what Allah subhanahu wa taala has said. Also, if you have a glance also, the statements which have been enshrined in the New Testament, also we understand that there are certain prophecies which have been mentioned which are only applicable to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When it says, and I will pray, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, even the Spirit of Truth. When the Spirit of Truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are come to you, and he will glorify me. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It's your advantage that I go away, for if I don't go away, the counselor will not come to you. Just let us make some sort of analysis on this statement which we got from the New Testament. It does contain a certain characteristics which are applicable to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and those are as follows. The first one is that Jesus pointed out to the fact that he will not, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will not come until after Jesus leaves. That's one thing. The second thing is that he pointed out to the fact that when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes, his own message will be eternal, and he will remain with the believers forever. Then the third thing which he pointed out in his speech was that when he comes, he will glorify Jesus, and he will mention good things about Jesus. And the fourth thing which he mentioned was that he will speak whatever he hears from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you just have a glance at the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what we understand is there was like a period of 6 centuries between Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, between Jesus and Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. The second thing is when he says that he will not come until I leave, it points out to the fact that they will not be in the same period of time, but there should be, everyone will have his own period of time. Also, when he says he will remain with you forever, it points out to the universality of the message of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that it is a universal message, a message which is aimed at all nations, a message which is aimed at all societies, it's a message which is aimed at the jinn, it's a message which is aimed at the human being, the mankind, it applies to all and sundry, and nobody should be accepted from this. Also, it points out to the fact that Jesus said that he will glorify me, he will mention good things about me. It means that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did mention good things about him. What we know that if you just go through the prophetic narrations in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described about Jesus, you think that, you know, whatever description that has been mentioned here, it was such a wonderful description which you cannot find anything which could imagine. Here, whereas the other people tried to crucify him, other people try, to say something bad about his own mother, saying that they accusing her of immorality. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did say good things about Jesus, and that is something which could only be found even in our own religion. And the other thing is that he pointed out that he will convey to you, he will not speak on his own, mind, but he will convey to you whatever he hears from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It shows also, it does have the indication that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will receive a revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will convey each and every word verbatim to his own companions. And this is what happened when Allah says in the Holy Quran, Surah An-Najm, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. The Prophet ﷺ doesn't speak out his own fancy, but whatever he utters is something which is based on the revelation which has received from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all those characteristics which are explicitly mentioned in the New Testament are applicable to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is also a thing which points out to the fact that the mission with which Jesus has come was a mission to give glad tidings about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's arrival. Here, even though the Quran welcomes all these things and mentions good things about Jesus, but the Quran denies a lot of things which are available in the books of Ahlul Kitab. One of which is that Quran acutlactically, totally denies the divinity of Jesus. One thing is to be known first. There is no religion in the world outside Christianity which makes its article of faith to believe in, to love, to respect Jesus other than Islam. So Muslims are to be considered in the first place to be pro-Christians in this regard. There is no religion which makes its own article of faith to believe in Jesus, to love Jesus, to respect Jesus. There is no another religion outside Christianity. This is one thing which we need. But the Quran says to you, there is no such thing as Jesus is a God. This is what we find in the belief of most of the Christians, where they say that Jesus was a God incarnate, full man and full God. But the question is, how can the finite and the infinite be one? To be full God means freedom from the finite forms and from helplessness. And to be also a full man means the absence of divinity. So if it's meant the unity of Jesus with God, if it's something spiritual communion, then this would have not been confined to Jesus only, but each and every prophet that was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did have this kind of spiritual contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why then it should be special to Jesus? This is one thing we need to know, and this is a question that we would like to put across to the floor. Then the second thing is, it is the consistency of having that type of a belief which says that Jesus was a God. This is what has raised the question, which has not been answered for more than 2,000 years. Nor is there any prospect of having a good response to this question, and we don't have an answer, for that. Okay, if you just have a glance also at the book, the Bible, there is no any scriptural text which explicitly points out to the fact that Jesus was a divine, was God incarnate. Nor is there any implicit text which can be interpreted to that kind of a meaning. So if someone comes and says, there might have been some meanings which have been hidden, and Jesus has kept all these meanings with him as a God, a secret, what we say to that, why did he have to keep it? Because an issue, which is a major issue, which has something to do with the belief, should not be kept secret, should not be kept as a God a secret. And Jesus wouldn't have caused confusion to the multitudes for centuries and centuries. So there is no any other thing. If it is a matter of allegorical statement, which has been mentioned in the Bible, there's another thing then which needs to be pointed out. Also, the Quran points out to the miracles. Before we come to the miracles, the Quran points out that the issue of Jesus being a divine is going to be a major issue in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will set a dialogue with Jesus and his Jesus on the Day of Judgment. So this kind of a dialogue, which inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will try to quote to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, وَإِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ أأنت قلت للناس اتخذوني وأمي إلهين من دون الله قال سبحانك ما يكون لي أن أقول ما ليس لي بحق إن كنت قلته فقد علمته تعلم ما في نفسي ولا أعلم ما في نفسك إنك أنت علام الغيوب ما قلت لهم إلا ما أمرتني به أن اعبدوا الله ربي وربكم وكنت عليهم شهيدا ما دمت فيهم فلما توفيتني كنت أنت الرقيب عليهم أنت على كل شيء شهيد. Do mention the time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to Jesus, was it you that said to the people, worship me and my mother? And Jesus, it was surprise to him because he didn't have any idea. He didn't have any clue of what has happened after his death, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has raised him up to the heaven. He didn't have any idea about all these things. And he said, oh God, I didn't say such a thing to them, nor did I ask them to worship me. I did not talk about all these things. The time in which I live, you were the one who was watching me. You were the watcher, and you knew every, the innards and the outers of my, all my innards and my outers. You knew everything about me. I didn't say anything about that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues, says, and Jesus comes and says, إِن تُعَذِّبْهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكْ وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. If you punish them, they are your servants. If you forgive them, then you are the All Almighty and the All Wise. So nobody will judge you, O Allah. This type of a dialogue, which will be set between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Jesus, is in itself an indication that substantiates the fact that Jesus was not pleased with whatever practice that has come on the part of the Christians, those who considered him to be a divine, or considered him to be God incarnate, or considered to be a son of God. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala points out in the Holy Quran. Also, Quran denies the sonship of Jesus, which is available in the believers of the most of the Christians. Quran denies it totally, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمْ قَوْلَ الْحَقِّ الَّذِي فِيهِ يَمْتَرُونَ مَا كَانِ لِلَّهِ أَنْ يَتَّخِذِ مِنْ وَلَدٍ سُبْحَانَهُ إِذَا قَضَى أَمْرًا فَإِنَّمَا يَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. That is Jesus, and he has uttered the right word. And Allah didn't have, Allah, مَا كَانِ اللَّهِ أَنْ يَتَّخِذِ مِنْ وَلَدٍ. It doesn't behoove Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have a son. مَا كَانِ اللَّهِ أَنْ يَتَّخِذِ مِنْ وَلَدٍ سُبْحَانَهُ. Glory to him. سُبْحَانَهُ. إِذَا قَضَى أَمْرًا فَإِنَّمَا يَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. If Allah judges, commands a thing, he just says, be and it becomes. Be and it is. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. So Allah did not say that. This is what the Quran points out. In the Quran also, we encounter certain Quranic verses in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned Surah Maryam. وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَلَدًا لَقَدْ جِئْتُمْ شَيْئًا إِدَّ تَكَادُ السَّمَاوَاتُ يَتَفَطَّرْنَ مِنْهُ وَتَنْشَقُّ الْأَرْضُ وَتَخِرُّ الْجِبَالُ هَدًّا أَنْ دَعُوا لِلرَّحْمَنِ وَلَدًا وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لِلرَّحْمَنِ أَنْ يَتَّخِذَ وَلَدًا إِنْ كُلُّ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِلَّا آتِي الرَّحْمَنِ عَبَدًا لَقَدْ أَحْصَاهُمْ عَدَّهُمْ عَدًّا وَكُلُّهُمْ آتِيهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْدًا. These Quranic verses also point out to the fact that the belief by certain Christians that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made for himself a son. Jesus was the son of God. Saying that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is a thing which cannot be accepted. Even the creatures of Allah, the heavens and the earth, are almost to fall down whenever they hear such things. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah has whatever is available in the heavens and the earth. Allah is the owner of the heavens and the earth. Allah is a such a rich creator. Why does he need, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created all these things, why does he need to have a son? This is the logical manner by which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts the idea across to those people as he addresses to them this kind of a thing. Then Quran also denies the Trinity. It doesn't accept it at all. At the end of Surah An-Nisa, we come across, يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ لَا تَغْلُوا فِي دِينِكُمْ وَلَا تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْحَقِّ إنما المسيح عيسى بن مريم رسول الله وكلمتها ألقاها إلى مريم وروح من فآمنوا بالله ورسوله ولا تقولوا ثلاثة انتهوا خيرا لكم إنما الله إله واحد لا إله إلا هو سبحانه أن يكون له ولد له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وكفى بالله وكيلا لن يستنكف المسيح أن يكون عبدا لله ولا الملائكة المقربون ومن يستنكف عن عبادتي ويستكبر فسيحشرهم إليه جميعا. Allah says to the people of the book, he says to them, O people of the book, do not go beyond the boundaries of your own religion. لا تغلو على الله ولا تقولوا على الله إلا الحق. And do not say about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except that which is true, which is right. إنما المسيح, the Messiah. عيسى بن مريم, Jesus the son of Mary. رسول الله, he is the messenger of Allah. وكلمته ألقاها إلى مريم. And he was the word of Allah committed to Maryam. وَكَلِمَةُ أَلْقَاهَا إِلَىٰ مَرْيَمَ وَرَسُولُ مِنْ فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. He is among the prophets. He is among the messengers. So do believe in all the messengers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to you. In all the prophets whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to you. So do refrain from saying that he was the son of God. So the Quran, you know, explicitly pointed us to the fact that it's against the idea or the belief of Trinity. Allah keeps on and says, لَنْ يَسْتَنْكِفَ الْمَسِيحُ أَيَكُونَ عَبَدًا لِلَّهِ. Jesus will not disdain from being a servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nor will the angel disdain from being the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَسْتَنْكِفْ عَنْ عِبَادَةِ وَيَسْتَكْبِرْ. And anybody who disdains from the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the servitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah will muster them and will punish them on the day of judgment. So in this Quranic verse, we understand that the idea or the belief of Trinity is something which is not totally entertained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the Quran, and we don't have such things. But what we find is that in Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ ثَالِثُ ثَلَاثَ. Those who believed in the Trinity have disbelieved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all those Quranic verses point to the fact that Allah is the only one that deserves to be worshipped. Allah is the only one that's the Almighty. Allah is the only one that has the power. Allah is the only one that provided the sustenance. Allah is the only one that is to be worshipped. He is the true God. And whatever thing that is mentioned beside him is something which is not to be listened to or glanced at. This is what we have in the Holy Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, Ya ayyuha nasu qad ja'akum burhanun min rabbikum wa anzalna ilaykum nuran mubin. O people, there has come to you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a light, a proof by which you can recognize and differentiate that which is right from what is wrong. So you don't have to be bezeled anymore. This is what Allah says. Also, Quran denies the belief of the crucifixion, that Jesus was born on the cross and he was slain. This kind or this type of belief is something which is not accepted by Islam. And Allah says in the Holy Quran, فلما أحس عيسى منهم الكفر قال من أنصاري إلى الله قال الحواريون نحن أنصار الله آمنا بالله وأشهد بأننا مسلمون ربنا آمنا بما أنزلت واتبعنا الرسول فاكتبنا مع الشاهدين ومكروا ومكر الله والله خير الماكرين إذ قال الله يا عيسى إني متوفيك ورافعك إلي ومطهرك من الذين كفروا وجعل الذين اتبعوك فوق الذين كفروا إلى يوم القيامة. الله سبحانه وتعالى says to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do mention to the world, to the humanity, the time when Allah said to Jesus, inni rafi'uka ilay, I will raise you up to me, wa mutahhiruka min alladhina kafaru, and I will purify you from the forged statements which have been made about you by the non-believers or by those who did not believe in the monotheism. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a long story about this. In the Holy Quran also we find in Surah An-Nisa, when Allah says in the Holy Quran, وَقَوْلِهِمْ إِنَّا قَتَلْنَا الْمَسِيحَ عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ لَفِي شَكٍّ مِنْ مَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ إِلَّا اتِّبَاعَ الظَّنِّ وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ يَقِينًا بَلْ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا. Allah says also, they have not killed, they have not slain Jesus. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala points out to that fact. They have not killed Jesus, nor have they slain him. But Allah says a likeness of him was thrown to them, and they have slain somebody else instead of Jesus. And this is what has gone here and there, and that was the rumor which was circulated among the society. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ لَفِي شَكِّ مِنْهُ. Those who are, you know, at variances about him differ in this issue. So some of them say yes, some of them say no. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ. They don't have any knowledge. وَمَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ إِلَّا اتِّبَاعَ الظَّنِّ. They are just following the surmise. They are just following the conjecture. But they don't have any knowledge for that, what they are claiming. So Quran also doesn't accept this, and this idea what Quran refutes is also. So the question is, before I come to the question, Quran also denies the redemption, that somebody has been punished for the sake of somebody else has committed a sin. Adam and Eve were the ones who committed a sin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered them and gave them a command not to close to the tree that was available in the paradise. But they died on their own way. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expelled them and chased them out of the paradise. So they believe that, okay, Jesus was also done. Jesus also has made some sort of atonement on behalf of Adam and Eve. So there is no such thing in Islam where if you make a mistake, you are the one who's going to be accountable for the mistakes you make. If I make a mistake, I'm the one who's going to be accountable for the mistakes I make. So it's not something which is based on the justice of God that somebody makes a mistake and another one is to be punished due to the fact that somebody else made a mistake. So we don't have such things. But there is a general formula in which Allah says in the Holy Quran, وَلَا تَزِرُ وَزِرَةٌ وِزِرَ أُخْرَى. The soul that makes the mistake is the one that will be held accountable and is the one that will be punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah says. So from where all these things have come? These mistakes, with the Quran pointed out, it is said to have, you know, come from one of the disciples of Jesus named as Paul. It was Paul who introduced all these things, who introduced all these earthly nations to the Christianity. Things which Jesus didn't have any idea about it. What they say is that he introduced three things to the Christianity. The first thing is the concept of Jesus as Son of God. It was introduced to Christianity by Paul. That Jesus died on the cross to wash eternal sin of Adam and Adam's children through his blood. The law of Torah was renounced. These three things were introduced into Christianity by a man called Paul. What we know is that that man who eliminated all the regulations concerning food and all the things, he continued disseminating this kind of, information and wrong information about Jesus alayhi salam, and he began conveying here and there. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pointed out, and we have already cited those Quranic verses in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pointed out. So it has taken him 200 years to do all the things. It has continued. The divinity of Jesus has continued for about 200 years. And it was year 325 CE that a council of Christian leaders met at Nicaea, and they have officiated Paul's believers at the religion, and they have declared that any book that was written against the belief of Paul should be cancelled and bound and should not be allowed to be circulated among the people. This is what happened. So it was 1960s when the highest Catholic Christian authority, the Pope, has issued a statement in which he said that Jews had nothing to do with Jesus' crucifixion. They didn't do anything. This is what they mentioned at the end of the day. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also points out, see here at the end, we are coming to focus on few points which are very important. One of which is that, what are the points in which Islam agrees with Christianity? And what are the points in which Islam disagrees with Christianity? Those points, as we mentioned them, inshallah, will summarize to you what has been said, in the lecture. The first thing is that Islam, we are starting with what Islam agrees with Christianity. The first thing is that Islam advocates the holiness of Jesus. And we have all said that, as mentioned in the Bible, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will come and he will glorify Jesus. And what we know is that we have a plenty of narrations, those which have been related to us with a good journey of authorities, which have blown up the trumpet of Jesus alayhi salam and exalted him much. And this is something which is nice, really. And Allah says in the Holy Quran, وَإِذْ قَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ يَا مَرْيَمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُبَشِّرُكِ بِكَلِمَةٍ. The time when the angels said to Maryam, to Mary, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you glad tidings with their word that gonna come from him. And that is be, and it is. So he mentioned Jesus. This is what we have in the Holy Quran. Islam agrees with the Christianity, the holiness of Mary, that she was, there is no Muslim that can doubt about the decency and the purity of Mary. So according to the Quran, Allah mentions a long, long passage in the Holy Quran, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَرْيَمْ إِذْ انْتَبَذَتْ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا مَكَانًا شَرْقِيًّا فَاتَّخَذَتْ مِنْ دُونِهِمْ حِجَابًا فَأَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهَا رُوحَنَا فَتَمَثَّلَ لَهَا بَشَرًا سَوِيًّا قَالَتْ إِنِّي. Then it continues the Quran. Then it comes, فَحَمَلَتْهُ فَانْتَبَذَتْ بِهِ مَكَانًا قَصِيًّا. Then it continues, فَأَتَتْ بِهِ قَوْمَهَا تَحْمِلُهُ قَالُوا يَا مَرْيَمُ لَقَدْ جِئْتَ شَيْئًا فَرِيًّا. There is a long passage which has been enshrined in the Holy Quran, which points out to the chastity, to the decency, to the morality of Mary. And this is a thing in which Islam agrees with Christianity, and Islam doesn't agree with them on this particular issue. And this is what we have already pointed out in the long, had there been enough time, then I would have gone through all these things. Also, the fourth thing is that Islam agrees with Christianity on the fact that Jesus has come with miracles. And those miracles were like, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala got him equipped with all these miracles in order he could challenge the people. And Allah says in the Holy Quran, وَرَسُولًا إِلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ أَنِّي قَدْ جِئْتُكُمْ بِآيَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues, then وَمُصَدِّقًا, the verses which were mentioned in the Holy Quran was that Allah pointed out that Jesus, you know, came with miracles, like that he used to cure the sick people, that he used to cure the leper, that he used to also cure the blind person, that he used to also bring back the dead lives. All those things are mentioned in the Holy Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ مِنَ التَّوْرَاتِ, I have come to you, if I'm Jesus, he says, to confirm to you whatever that has been revealed before me, which is the Torah, the Old Testament. Then he says that, I also have come to you with signs, by which you can recognize that I am a real messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he mentioned, he said, فَأَنْفُخُ فَيَكُونُ طَيْرًا بِإِذْنِي. Then he said, I designed to you out of the clay, you know, as it were, a figure like a bird. Then I breathe into it and it becomes a bird by the leave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by Allah's own permission. Then I also cure the leper. Then also he says, I also bring back the sight of the blind person. Then he says, I also revive and bring back the dead people. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues, وَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا تَدَّخِرُونَ فِي بِيُوتِكُمْ. I also tell you what have you eaten and what you are keeping in the storage of your houses. Then at the end of the Quranic passage, it comes and says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that is Jesus, the one that has come with the truth. The truth which most of the people are doubting about. They don't have any real fact, any single fact, by which they can clarify all the things. So this is what Quran agrees, or Islam agrees with Christianity. Islam disagrees with Christianity in the coming points. The first one is that Islam does not accept. Yes, it accepts the holiness of Jesus. There is no any doubt about it. And it's not an issue we are talking about. But Islam does not accept the divinity of Jesus. The divinity of Jesus. Jesus, having been born without father, doesn't entitle him to be the son of God. By this criterion, Adam would have been more entitled for this post than Jesus. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ مَثَلِ عِيسَى كَمَثَلِ آدَمْ خَلَقَهُ مِنْ تُرَابٍ. The likeness of Jesus in the sight of God is the likeness of Adam. Adam was created out of dust, out of clay, without a father and without a mother. So if it's by this criterion, then Adam would have been more entitled for the post of the sonship of God, you know, rather than Isa alayhi salam. Also, Islam does disagree with the Christianity that Jesus is the Son of God. That's the second point. The third thing which Islam disagrees with Christianity is that Jesus was crucified. The issue of crucification is something which Islam, you know, atheistically and totally rejects it. These are the Islam disagrees with the Christianity, the doctrine of redemption. All those, these are the four points. Islam disagrees with Christianity in these four points, which are the major points which we and the fellow Christians are at variant with one another when it comes to this kind of a thing. But when it comes to the holiness of Jesus, when it comes to the, let us say, the sacrifice of Jesus, when it comes that Jesus has come with miracles, we find that Quran mentions miracles which has not been mentioned, miracles which have not been mentioned in the Bible. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Maryam, قال فأتت به قومها تحمله قالوا يا مريم لقد جئت شيئا فريا يا أخت هارون ما كان أبوك امرأ سوء ما كانت أمك بغية فأشارت إليه قالوا كيف نكلم من كان في المهدي صبيا قال إني عبد الله آتاني الكتاب وجعلني نبيا وجعلني مباركا أينما كنت وأوصاني بالصلاة والزكاة ما دمت حيا وبرا بوالدتي ولم يجعلني جبارا شقيا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Jesus spoke as a baby in the cradle. And the Quran interpreters say that if those words are summarized, they could be summed up in 9 statements in which he said, I'm the servant of God. آتاني الكتاب, he gave me a book. وجعلني نبيا, and he made him a prophet. وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا, and he made me a blessed one. أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ, wherever I am. وَأُوصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ, and he commanded me to perform the prayer and pay the zakat. ما دمت حيا, so long as I live in this world. وأوصاني بالصلاة والزكاة ما دمت حيا وبرا بوالدتي ولم يجعلني جبارا شقيا. And he made me an obedient to my mother, and he has not made me an azolant, and he has not made me such a person who's shaqi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala points. These signs and miracles would point out to the fact that Jesus has spoken as a baby in the cradle are not available in the Bible. It is an addition to what is in the Bible, which is to cure the sick people, to revive the dead, and also to cure the leper, also to give the sight back to the blind person. With this I wrap up, inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but I would like to say a few things. I've been trying to refer to the Holy Quran and trying to quote Quranic verses, but maybe the fellow Christian would say, what makes me know that the Quran is telling the truth? There are four things which can make any person who goes deep into what reality is, that can make the person understand that the Quran is telling the truth. The first thing is that the early history of Christianity, which continued for three decades after Jesus' disappearance, as a sect within Judaism, that's one thing. The second thing is the practice of many Christian sects and scholars throughout the history of Christianity. The third thing is the findings of many biblical scholars and scientific research which was applied to the Bible. The fourth thing is the instinct of many people who believe in one God but cannot accept Jesus as God or as Son of God. If this is Jesus that deserves to be, you know, respected in such a manner, also we need to respect Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he also enjoys the same status enjoyed by Jesus alayhi salam. He also is a messenger of Allah in the link of all the messengers which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send them to us, then he also should enjoy the same qualities, the same, you know, respect as enjoyed by Jesus alayhi salam. And we Muslims, la nufarriqu bayna ahadin min rusulina, we do not discriminate, you know, again, as the Prophet, we don't say we believe in Jesus and we disbelieve in Muhammad, or we believe in Muhammad and we disbelieve in Jesus. All are messengers of Allah, all are prophets of Allah, and every person who is related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who's a God-fearing, should respect all the messengers and should not hesitate about that faith. With this, I arrive up. وأقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولجميع المسلمين والمسلمات ويفوز المستغفرين ويجنة التائبين فاستغفروه. وبالله التوفيق.